Happy freaking Friday, beautiful people. So, we are back on our Friday live game, and I know we did one a little bit earlier, but you know what? I was feeling like I had two in the bag today. And we've also taken the past three Fridays off from doing these Friday lives. So I figured, you know what? I miss you guys. That's unlike me. I feel like I need to make it up to you guys. So we are back at our typical normal scheduled time, normally scheduled programming. And I'm happy that I'm back here with you guys. I'm glad you stuck with me for the past few weeks as we're finishing up some of our training for our race. So as you're tuning in, I'd love to know a few things from you, okay? So I'd love to know what your name is, your first name, preferably. I'd love to know where you're tuning in from, and then I'd love to know something really, really good that's going on in your life right now, and then we'll get going, okay? So the topic for today's live is really just going to be, I don't have a topic. It's really just going to be like what I've been doing the past few weeks, how my little Ironman race went this past weekend, and then just hang out with you guys for a little bit, okay? So let's see who we got here. So my name is Connor, if you don't know. I am from Pittsburgh, and then something really, really good that's been going on in my life is that we recently just did our first half Ironman last Saturday, and we're a half Ironman officially. So maybe one day we'll be able to call ourselves a full Ironman, but for now, half Ironman is good enough for me, okay? So happy Friday, beautiful people. We've got, let's see here. I love you, Hannah. We got Hannah in the building, in the live. We got Travis from CDA, Idaho. Being live, brother. Love that, man. We love that, Travis. We got Callie from Idaho. We got back-to-back Idahos in the house. That is a first for sure. I got to say that. Sakshi from India. Just got done with exams. Let's freaking go, Sakshi. Hopefully you crushed them. So we got Angie from Virginia. We love that. We've got Evalise. That is a pretty name. Here from Myrtle Beach. And the one thing going is I'm consistently showing up in mornings. We love that. Let's go. I'm trying to get back on my morning game as well. I feel like I've been sleeping in a little bit. I've been snoozing. But you know what? I feel like I need to catch up on my sleep sometimes. Because especially the last few weeks, I've been working hard for me. So we love that. I'm trying to get on your game, Evalise, okay? So Ricky Vick is supposed to be at school right now. Okay, that's all right. Well, maybe you can like do school and then come back, okay? We've got Cleveland, Ohio in the house. Cannon from Texas, new great grandbaby. Let's go, that's exciting. Hi, Hannah, what is going on? Proud of you. I'm proud of you. Leah from New Mexico started school again. Let's freaking go, Leah. Let's freaking go. From Leah from New Mexico. CJ from New York. Adriana from Orlando, Florida in the house. Ben's in the house. We got UK. Hi, Hannah. She loves you. Heart, heart, heart. Mark from Indiana. Learning boundaries to give myself good space. We love that, Mark. That's a big thing. I feel like that's a great lesson. I feel like that you learn when you're growing up, you know, setting good boundaries for yourself and for other people. Diamond is from Cleveland, Ohio. That's cool, Diamond. We got Brandon from Alberta, Canada. Getting his health back on track. Let's go, Brandon. You got this, man. Who else we have? We got Anna from Texas. I feel like I'm almost caught up. UK, another UK in the house. We got Carla in the house. What is going, Carla? I see you on the treadmill. I see you getting your workout in. We love to see that. But, yeah, I feel like we're all caught up. All right. So, I'm glad you guys are still sticking with me a little bit. We got Danica in the house, Mexico in the house. And today we're just going to be hanging out for a little bit. I don't have any, like, specific, like, oh, I want to, like, go through a few things. I'm just going to be chilling, hang out with you guys, say what's up, and that's all I really, really want to say, okay? So, this past Saturday, we did a little racy race, and called a half Ironman, so I want to just fill you in on how that went, and then we did a bunch of new fun things, and if you know me, if you, like, know me off of social media, if you just like, I'm probably the same person for the most part, but I don't do enough fun things, you know? So I don't know if you like do a lot of fun things every week. That's not really me, but I'm trying to like do at least like one fun thing a week or something like that, right? So I'm trying to like free up my weekends a little bit so I can just go do something fun once a week. I don't know if like you guys are used to that, but like I don't really do that a whole lot. So we did some fun things last week that I want to just like let you guys know about, okay? So Birmingham, UK in the house. Let's freaking go. Vasca from Macedonia is currently in Pittsburgh. That is pretty sick. Let's go. So yeah, we did our half Ironman race last Saturday, and so that was down in Long Beach. So we had to drive from Hollywood down to Long Beach, which we had to get there like super early in the morning. It was we had John from Albuquerque, New Mexico. What is going on? You should go to the 50 Cent Final Lap Tour. It's amazing. All right, I'll check that out. So we had to drive from Hollywood down to Long Beach last Saturday. And we had to get there like super early in the morning, like 6 a.m. in the morning, because you kind of have to set up like your bike. So basically what this like race was I had to do a little swim to start off with. I had to do like a 1.2 mile swim. And then I had to like run from this little Ocean Bay area to the bike setup where it's called a transition area. So it was like pretty close. It wasn't like right next to where it was, but I had to like set my bike up there. And I had to get there early because of like, you know, you had to get it set up in time. So we had to make it's about like a 45 minute drive from Hollywood down to Long Beach. With traffic, it's probably double that. So getting there, woke up at like 4:30 in the morning last Saturday, drove down there with some of my best friends. And we got there in time, set up the bike and everything like that. And the whole race started at 7 a.m. So did a little swim, 1.2 mile swim, did a 56 mile bike ride, and then did a half marathon to finish it. So I want to just let you know like how that went for me. And if you're ever like, man, maybe I see Connor doing like a race like this, like maybe that's something that I want to do when I grow up, you know? So let me just tell you how it went, and I'll give you some pointers and things that you should do, maybe you want to not do. Some of the things that I messed up on, because I had messed up on a lot of things, specifically on the bike ride, the bike section of it. I want to like make sure you guys don't do that. If you ever do it, if you ever do it. We got Orange County in the house. What is going on? Trista Fitness. So, yeah. So, leading up to it, one thing that you probably shouldn't do is, if you're ever doing any kind of triathlon when you're swimming, is whenever I was training for it, that I never did any kind of like open water swim or anything like that. So whenever I was actually it wasn't like in the ocean. It was in this little marina bay that you could swim at. They had these little buoys that I just had to do like two laps. But I didn't do any kind of like open water swim. And I figured like, oh, I'm going to be able to like see some fish or something like that. And I was kind of low key kind of afraid of fish. So I was like, I don't know how that's going to be, but like, we'll see how this goes. So I got into there and we started swimming. And first off, the water was like freaking cold as all get out. Like, it was a lot colder than I thought, so I was like kind of shocked when I first started swimming. But you couldn't even see like your hand in front of you. Like, I couldn't even see my hand like this. Like, I couldn't even see my hand. And so I was like, all right, we're just gonna keep going and stuff. So so I would probably recommend, like, if you do any kind of triathlon, what is going on, Jake, to like do some kind of like open water swim, even if it's just in like a marina or bay or something like that, just to get like used to that and see how that is, because that was kind of like, I did not expect that. But we still finished the swim like in faster than I actually anticipated, because like my training was only I was finishing my 2k meters, which is like which is the same distance for that swim, in about like 56 minutes in the pool was like my like fastest time that I swam. And this one I finished I think it was like 50, probably around like 50 flat. I'd have to look at my times exactly, but I think it was like about 50 minutes. So I finished like 5 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes, 6 minutes faster than I really anticipated. But I could not see anything, like, when I was swimming, and the water was super cold, so, but, we actually did better than I anticipated, like, you know, going into that, so, getting into it, it was about, like, 8 a.m., is when I started my run after that, on Saturday, and so, one thing that you want to make sure that you do, if, you ever do, like, a triathlon or anything like that, is get, like, for me, like, I'm not, like, a bike rider. Like, I don't really ride bikes in my free time. It's, I just needed to get, like, a bike. I didn't, like, I don't own a bike, so I was just, like, all right, I gotta go buy a bike for this race. So I was, like, I'm not gonna go spend, like, a few K on a bike or anything like that. But, so I got this, like, I spent, like, a few hundred bucks on this, like, Diamondback bike. It's probably your typical road bike you just find, I don't know, if you went to, like, a bike shop and rented bikes or something like that, if you went to the beach and got a bike, to be honest with you. So, that thing, I was so used to, like, doing my training on the Peloton and stuff like that. One thing you probably want to do is get a legit bike that has probably, like, higher gears, because I only had, like, a 5 or, I don't even know how many gears it had. But it definitely wasn't enough, because I looked at the results, there was at least a few, up to maybe 5 60 to 75 year olds that were, like, crushing me on the bike. Like, I think I finished faster than them on the swim, but then they just, like, crushed me. They dusted me on the bike, because they had, like, these legit bikes, and my bike didn't have enough gears, so it was just going so slow, and my, like, speed was only, like, 14 miles an hour, and, like, I'm so used to going, like, 18 to 20. So instead of finishing the bike portion in 3 hours like I anticipated to, or like I wanted to, it took me like 4 hours to get through that bike portion. Did your shoes lock into your pedals? No, but I did get these, like, bike shoes that, like, gripped the pedals a little bit better. So I actually found out, like, I had, like, these flat pedals, actually. Like, they weren't the ones that you could, like, clip in and stuff, but I definitely probably should have gotten pedals that you could, like, clip in, but in that case I'd probably need like a higher gear kind of bike, you know what I mean? So and also you probably want to get the handlebars. Like, I didn't have one of these handlebars where you could just, like, I could only hold onto it like this, like, I don't know, like a motorcycle kind of thing, and it started to just, like, my hands were kind of it started to, like, I, like, had to hold the bike handle kind of weird in different positions. Like, at some points I was holding it, like, upside down backwards. Like, it made no sense. But, like, that's what, like, made my my palms, like, give my palms some relief, you know? So we finished the bike. Eventually came to the point where, like, I was, like, I just need to get beat the bike cutoff, which was, like, 4 hours and 15 minutes. If you ask me, that is a short cutoff. I don't know. 4 hours and 15 minutes to do that 56-mile bike ride. I don't know. That was, like, I feel like that's fast. But it took me, like, 4 hours to do the bike section instead of the 3 like I thought, because, like, I was pedaling my life away, and I could only get to, like, 14 and a half hour mile an hour, like, pace. So we did the swim in the bag, bike in the bag, and then we had the run section left, which was just a half marathon. Right on the beach, pretty much sort of from, what is going on? I love Hannah. The run section was around, basically, like, on the Long Beach, boardwalk kind of thing, where they do the walking and people just walk and bike and stuff. So I had to do just a couple, like, laps back and forth. What is going on, Holly? What is going on, Heather? And, really, that wasn't, like, that bad. And I also found out that you can't listen to music. I went up to the guy before, like, the race director before, and I was like, is it okay if I listen to music? Because I was doing some research beforehand, and I didn't know that if you do any kind of Ironmans, you really can't listen to music, or else you're, like, disqualified. So, basically, I was just like, damn, like, but he's like, if you want to, like, this isn't, like, a big, legitimate, like, super official, like, Ironman race. Go for it if you wanted to do it. And I was just like, all right. But I kind of wanted to be, I didn't want to, like, break the rules or anything like that. And I hadn't, like, trained without music, like, up until the point for, like, the past few months. But I wanted to be, like, fair game with everyone else that was, like, not listening to music. I think some people may have been, but I don't know. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to go no music and just do it and just see how it is. And it really wasn't that bad, to be honest with you. It was like the run portion took me 2 hours and 10 minutes, 2 hours, 10, 2 hours, 15 to do the half marathon, at the very end, which I'm pretty proud of. And, yeah, we crushed it. So that is basically a little recap, with, how last Saturday went for me. And we also did some fun things, outside of that, leading up to the race, basically. So I was just like, I had a friend come visit me. He was staying. I couldn't do it without music. Yeah, I feel like you'd be surprised, Trista. I feel like you'd be surprised. Yeah, but yeah. So I had a friend come visit me for that. Brought in such a different perspective. Did you enjoy it with the music, listening to nature and all sounds and this? Yeah, it was kind of cool. It was cool, like running. I was concerned about the running part without music. Because I've never, like, I don't know, have you guys ever tried to do, like, runs or anything without music or, like, working out without music? Because, like, I've only really ran and done my, like, my running, my runs and my long runs, like, listening to music. And so that was kind of the one that I was kind of concerned about. But it wasn't really that bad. It was kind of cool. Like, people were just, like, cheering you on at the beach and stuff. That was fun. And it was fun. You get to like, we'd like pass some of the other runners and stuff that we're doing. Music motivates you. It absolutely does. It literally never. Yeah. For real, right? It's the worst to work out without music unless you have a workout buddy slash coach training with you. Yeah, exactly. It becomes like therapy without music, discipline or motivation. Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. I've tried podcasts for working out. I like podcasts. Big podcast guy when I'm working out too. What kind of music do I like? I like all kinds of music, to be honest with you. Yeah. So it wasn't that bad, but it was cool. Like you passed the runners and other people on the little like boardwalk area where you can like pass people and we give each other like high fives and like, like, keep going, you got this, like, Iron Man. And so, that was fun, that was cool. A little camaraderie with your, like, fellow athletes, you know. So, but yeah. What, how many hours do I sleep? Probably at least 8 is what I'm trying to do right now. What music do I train to? Honestly, I could train to whatever. Like, I could train to, like, worship music. I could train to, that's kind of my vibe lately. You guys are probably gonna be like, who is this kid? But, yeah, I could train to anything. Like, I could train to, I don't know, Drake. I could train to, like, MGK. I could train to, like, Elenium. All kinds of people. But, yeah. So, yeah, but yeah, community vibes were great. And then when I was there last week, I also had a friend come who was staying with me. He was coming to the race for me. Shout out my boy Austin who is here. So we did some fun things last week. We got New York in the house and David from New York. And so we did some fun things last week that I didn't really share. I don't know if you guys are like this, but whenever I have like, I don't know, if I'm like around like my friends I haven't seen in a really long time, or if I'm around my family that I haven't seen in a really long time, I don't really I'll do things, I'll take memories and things on my phone, like photos and videos and things like that. But we got Seattle, Washington in the house. But I don't really share a whole lot of that stuff. You know, like if I'm around, like to be straight up, like completely honest, that sounded super weird. I only like come on social media and use social media like when I'm alone, if that makes any sense. But like if I'm with like my friends, if I'm with my family, like I don't really come on here a whole lot or like share a whole lot of stuff. I don't know, that's just my vibe. Like I'm just like with them, present and stuff. So, but now that it's just me again, I'm telling you guys what we did. So last week I went to Disneyland if you guys watch my stories at all, we went to Disneyland for the first time. So if you don't know where that is in, it's in LA, it's in Anaheim, city close by LA. So listening to music makes workouts better and I get more pumped up, it makes for a better workout. I absolutely agree with you, Ruth. So we went to Disneyland for the first time, and I gotta say, we just went to Disneyland. They actually have a separate like adventure park that we didn't go to. So I didn't get to experience that. I don't know what that's like. But I gotta say, it was cool, but I'm definitely a Disney World fan a little bit more. And so like Disneyland was probably the only place that when I've like moved here a couple years ago that I hadn't been to yet. So I was like, you know, my friend wanted to go. I was like, I'm down. So we went there, you know. But the rides were, I don't know. I'm like a roller coaster guy. I don't know if you guys are like roller coaster people. I don't know if you're like, if you even like to go to like Disney and amusement parks and stuff. But I'm a roller coaster guy. So yeah, they had probably the best ride they had there was probably Space Mountain at Disneyland. They have a Space Mountain in Disney World, but I gotta tell you a funny story. So we were on this Pirates of the Caribbean ride. They had kind of these like fun themed rides, which were cool. And like, I can appreciate that. Yeah. Disneyland California Adventure Park, Adventures is like the other one that you could have gotten a ticket to, but we didn't. But, have you been to Six Flags? I actually don't think I've been to Six Flags. Maybe I have. No, I don't think I've been to Six Flags. But yeah, Space Mountain was cool. But I love rides, except roller coasters, my phobia. I feel it. So we were on this Pirates of the Caribbean ride, and this ride, it was cool. It was like, you're on this, I don't know, maybe like a 10-minute ride through like, you know, sort of like the Pirates of the Caribbean movie, and they had these like characters and stuff. But it like stopped working like halfway through, and so like these characters have these they would like be on this like recording that they would just be like speaking and stuff like that, and like sort of enacting their scene. No, I did not get soaked, but the ride like just stopped moving, and so like for probably like, I don't know, this had to have been 15 minutes, and we were next to this the loops that these characters were on with their like recordings was like, it was like a 30 second loop of like 60 second loop of what they said like every 30 or 60 seconds. So like it was just like we were listening to that for like 15 minutes, and I gotta say, if there was anything that could like drive someone crazy, like that is what it would be. So but that was just like fun. And then Space Mountain was cool. And I got a picture with Chewie, which was dope. And it does leave you a little wet. I didn't get soaked up. Maybe I just wasn't, that's trauma. I kind of was, Bradley. I could probably like tell you exactly what they were saying. It was these like characters trying to get out of jail, and the dog had the keys. They were trying to get the dog to open the prison gate, and it was so funny. Got a picture with Chewie. We fought Zurg, whoever Zurg is, in Buzz Lightyear. So, the evil Emperor Zurg. And I feel like I scored the highest score that they've ever had. let's go, Trista. Have a good workout. I feel like I get the highest score on that Buzz Lightyear game. But, overall, Disneyland, fun. I gotta say. It's probably like what I expected. Like I've been to Disney World and stuff. So, it was cool. All right, Danny, you crush your F45. Okay. I have done skydiving. I've not done bungee jumping or parachute jumping before, but that sounds pretty cool. And then what else? So Disneyland was fun. The next day, which was Thursday, we, went to, I'm from Pittsburgh. And so we had like the Pittsburgh Penguins come from, you know, obviously Pittsburgh for a hockey game. They're playing the LA Kings. We went to that for the first time. and that was super fun. Pens won an OT, which was like a big win that we needed because we were on like a skid, but now they're on like a they're getting hot. So that was my first hockey game in LA. So I feel like the only things that I still need to go to here are, I know I've actually been to every single sport that's out here. We've been to football when the Steelers played last year. We've been to hockey when the Pens played the Kings. We've been to a Laker game. I haven't been to a Clippers game, but you know, it is what it is. And I went to a Dodgers game last year too. So we've done all the sports out here. We've also been to a USC game. I haven't been to a UCLA game, but that'd be cool. Parachute and skydiving are the same thing. Okay, I have done that then. So yeah, and then Friday we did a little hikey hike over at Runyon Canyon that I used to do every day with my friend Meg, best friend Meg, last year. I haven't been to a concert out here though. I feel like that's a pretty popular thing that people come out here sort of to do. I'm not the biggest concert guy. Like, I don't know if you guys are big concert people, but I like music. Like, don't get me wrong, I love my music, but I'm not the biggest like concert guy. I gotta say, but one of these days we'll definitely do that. Yeah, and then Saturday was race day, and Sunday we went to Mass. So yeah, that is pretty much what I was doing the past week. And before that, I was literally just getting ready for the race, so that's why I wasn't on here. It's probably not, I could have done this, but you know, we were doing that. But you have to go to a concert at the new stadium. I feel like T Swift was at SoFi, the football stadium, and that was like a pretty big deal this year. I think it was like this summer or something, I don't know. Yeah, that is all I really got for you guys. I hope you have a lovely rest of your Friday night and you just kill this weekend, whether you're like working out or whether you're just hanging out with some good people or just resting up, watching some football, because that's what I'm probably going to be doing, okay? So I love you guys always. Thanks for hanging out with me, and I'll see you guys. You know what? I feel like we can do Friday lives going forward. That's my commitment. I'll be here at 3 p.m. PST if you want to hang out. And I'll see you guys next week, okay? All right. Have a safe weekend. And I'll see you guys soon, okay? Peace.